Thank you.
I think, yeah, that's 7 months I've been telling everybody.
Seven months.
That's pretty ridiculous.
That's got to be an Aussie record.
Yeah, well, I think Dave Warner was pretty close to it.
Yeah,
so,
okay. Yeah.
Were you, the stories come out that you're feeling a bit flat, were you? Like, were you a bit sort of run down by the year sort of thing? Was it, were those stories correct? Or?
Nah, not at all. Nah, I've got a lot of energy. I think, I think potentially around the Ashes time was a bit flat, I think because playing a lot, but the last, month or so I haven't played as much. So, I've got a lot of energy and, couldn't wait to get over to Brisbane and play Shield game. Yeah.
Did switching over to Red Bull now, did that sort of reinvigorate you again?
Yeah, I think it's been in the back of my mind for a month now. I think, you always want to keep thinking about the World Cup when you're over there. But, when you're not playing, your mind switches to what's next. There's always silver lining when you don't get picked. I think there's always a good chance to improve your game, which probably maybe you haven't had a chance to do in a long time.
Okay.
Through playing a lot, so it's always nice to get rewards today.
Nice, mate. And did you hit any red balls over in India?
No red balls in India. Probably had two sessions when I was back home.
Yeah.
It's always nice when you come back to a really familiar environment, and it's nice to play with the guys.
You're always scoring runs here at the Gabba. Was that a bit? Did you have a big net session in the nets here last night?
No, not at all. The usual 10 to 15 that you get. With team training.
Does it just feel like a familiar place where you know you can sort of go through your processes now?
I think so. I think, when you've had previous success, I think you don't have to look too far of how to do it again in Shield cricket. So, it's nice to get rewards today.
And what about you bat at number four? You've got a great record there for WA in that spot. You know, does it feel comfortable, the four spot? Like, you know, of course, Australia further down the list.
Yeah, it does. I think I can play my natural game. You don't have Travis Head down the other end scoring so quickly and you feel horrible blocking them. So, it's always nice batting up the order. I've always done it when I was in my junior career. So, and I love doing it for WA.
Do you think you'll be in the first test team? Have you got any idea? I mean, obviously, you're not an incumbent in the team.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard anything. It was basically go back to Australia, try and get you a couple of Red Bull games, which I probably haven't been lucky enough to do the last few years. The first game's normally always been the first test, so it's always nice to kind of get back, play a Shield game here, play the PMs next week, and wait and see what happens.
Must feel good to have scored some runs, though. I mean, I'm sure that's exactly what they asked you to do.
Yeah, 100%. 100 would have been nice. That's a good way to put your name back in there, but I'm pretty comfortable where I'm at. I think I've got a lot of improvement to do. Today was really nice to kind of get rewards for things I've been working on. So, have to wait and see.
A lot of us from the outside talk about you as a long-term Australian player. Is that the message that you get, that they want you in there for the long term? That from, you know, Andrew and Pat and those guys?
Maybe not told, but maybe an inkling. Mm-hmm. I think, you always... I haven't heard anything officially from them, basically.
There's been some talk eventually they're looking to groom you as a number four for Australia. If it ever came up, do you think it'd be a challenge you'd be up for, you know, that same spot?
Yeah, 100%. I've always wanted to push my name higher and bat higher. But obviously you've got to put runs on the board, and we've got quite a few guys in the Australian team making a lot of runs. So, but you always want to, always want to bat higher.
What did you make of what Andrew said this week? There was some interesting stuff, I thought, around... he was talking about, you know, Justin Langer in the past has gone from three to opening. He seems to be a guy who's willing to see that order be shuffled around. Does that give you hope that, okay, I could maybe still squeeze my way in there?
Yeah, 100%. I think Ron's awesome. He loves challenging with different things. I think, I got thrown to opening when I was in India for T20s. I've never done that before. And, it's a really fluid, basically Australian team. I feel like a lot of guys can bat anywhere, so... We had Travis Head open the batting in India, so it's a good team to be a part of.
Great, thanks, Cam. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Cam. Thanks,
guys. Thanks so much.
Good luck tomorrow, mate.
Yes,
good. Well, how do you think we went there, Crash?
Good. I'm worried about Stevie's thing.
Clicked off, has it?
Oh, well, there's nothing there. Nothing happening. Oh, sorry. Go.